Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, are you still afraid of investing in stocks and the pitfalls of retirement calculators? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Some advisors are finding it difficult to convince investors who switched to the bond market during the financial crisis to return now to trading stocks.
They don't have the diversified portfolio they should. Kind of ran away from risk assets in the recession and haven't been able to get up the nerve yet, let's say, to get back in.
Daisy Maxey wrote in the Wall Street Journal that investors are being advised to get back into stocks gradually, even if they're worried the market can't go much higher.
A lot of people are very positive on stocks still. So to kind of gradually start dollar cost averaging little by little, put your money back into the market over the next year or 18 months or so.
Maxey also reports that some advisors believe staying out of stocks too long can have a long-term impact.
If you don't have enough money in stocks, you're not going to have enough when you get into retirement to make the income that you need to make. And really being out of the market, even this year it hasn't been great, but it has been going up slightly.
As we continue, miscalculating your retirement.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
With stocks near record highs, investors want to know whether they're on track to meet their savings goals. While retirement calculators offered by asset managers, nonprofits, and the government provide an answer, they easily can be misused or misinterpreted, making their forecasts wildly off base.
It's not supposed to be an exact number of exactly how much you're supposed to have saved by the time you retire, because the future is unknown. There are a lot of things that can change and not meet our expectations.
The result, says the journal's Liz Moyer, is that you really need to take these results with a grain of salt.
It's really just supposed to be a guidepost to what you're doing now and maybe how you can change your behavior now to meet a goal in the future.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.